Well, hello. I would like to welcome you warmly to this teleseminar and also to the Fatal Food Exercise and many of the other interesting, enlightening, and fun things we'll be doing on this call. My name is Dawson Church, and many of you know me, some of you don't. I'd love to introduce myself and share a bit about myself and also what we'll be doing on the call, and then also introducing my collaborator, Karen Donaldson, who has been such an inspiration to me on my own journey. Many of you know me as the author of the book, The Genie in Your Genes. I wrote that book in the early 2000s, and it's a remarkable time in history and science when we're discovering that our thoughts literally change which genes are turned on, which genes are turned off. Our beliefs, our attitudes, how we feel, all these intangibles are literally shifting our gene expression, our levels of gene expression in our bodies. I wrote the book, and I became well known as an author, a lecturer. I was speaking at about 30 medical conferences and psychology conferences every year, and my life seemed to be going really well. But there was one big problem. One big problem. One big problem, and that was that I was really overweight. And when you're at a medical conference or a psychology conference, it's very obvious if you're the keynote speaker that you're overweight. You stand up there to give your talk, and before you open your mouth, everyone sees your body. I know those of you who are overweight suffer with me in this way. It's like they don't wait to find out anything about you. They make a judgment right away. I had one obnoxious doctor walk up to me and say, "You have metabolic syndrome." And it's like I asked him for his opinion. I hadn't checked out his credentials. I didn't really know him. And he just was offering unsolicited advice. And people who are fat don't need advice. We aren't looking for advice. We don't need advice. We don't want advice. We know we got a problem. So we got this problem. It's obvious to us. It's obvious to anybody. And it's really hard to live with. I know when I would fly in airplanes to the conferences I was lecturing at, I couldn't fit into the seat very easily. I couldn't get I had to pull the seatbelt buckle all the way out to get it around me. It was so miserable to be reminded constantly of my condition. It seemed as though the world was full of cars and planes and seats and other ways of reminding me of it. I remember once going into a store, the Big and Tall Man store, and trying on these pants, and I'd crossed that threshold where you were going from normal fit to a big fit, like the equivalent of a plus size for men. And the pants are cut differently. And it's just like they make these clothes to make you look fat and ugly. It's just like I was going crazy. I said, I will never wear pants like that. But I just had this problem for years and years and years, and I tried everything. I tried a variety of diets. I enrolled with Jenny Craig. Now, I got to say I was successful with Weight Watchers. I dropped a lot of weight with Weight Watchers, but it all came back. I dropped a lot of weight with Jenny Craig, but it all came back. And so for about 20, 25 years, I was fluctuating like this, and it was really difficult. It was almost hopeless about it because I'd lose the weight and I'd slowly regain the weight again. And, of course, all of us on this call have had that problem, knows what it feels like. So you go through all this H-E-L-L. You deprive yourself. You go on the diet. You spend all this money. You focus. And then you succeed. But then, like an unwanted visitor, that weight just creeps back on again. And there's an often quoted statistic that 95% of dieters regain it all their weight and more in the 2 years after they finish a diet. So people can lose weight, but they often regain it all back again. Very, very, very discouraging. I'm going to give you some statistics later in the call from scientific studies which show you exactly what the problem is. But I'm also going to give you a lot of good science on the solution because there are solutions that are scientifically proven. And when I began to dig into the science behind weight loss, I found a lot of encouragement. So I'll share all of that with you on the call tonight. We'll also do that fatal food exercise so you can actually see for yourself how well this works. And we'll also hear from two of Karen's clients, Mary Beth and Deborah, and they'll share their story as they worked with Karen in this program. I also want to make sure you grab a pen and paper and write down your responses. So if you have a smartphone, you can write them down on your smartphone. If you have a laptop, you can write them down there. But I want you to actually write some things down over the course of the call, and especially your numbers to do with cravings, because I'm going to have you test your craving levels right here on the call before and after that fatal food program. So you'll actually be scoring how bad your craving is for your fatal food, and you'll be really surprised how much those cravings tend to drop when you use these methods. It's quite startling to people how effective they are and how quick it is to measure that. So what I did first when I got serious about weight loss is I learned to maintain, because if you can't maintain, losing weight is useless. It's absolutely useless to put yourself through all that deprivation and then lose the weight and then regain the weight. You may as well never have gone on the diet in the first place. So until you can maintain, there's absolutely no point in losing. You have to know how to maintain. And a lot of what Karen and I will be talking about with you is how to maintain weight loss after you've lost weight. And we'll also share some science about how people do not regain the weight, but there are very specific things they have to do to make sure the weight doesn't come back. So I spent several years just maintaining, and only when I was convinced that I could maintain, I succeeded at doing that, then I began to lose weight. Now, I actually blackmailed myself into losing weight because I used to speak every year at this conference on energy psychology, cutting-edge therapies, and I was like one of the top keynote speakers. Conference participants rate speakers, and usually my ratings were in the 90th percentile, so I was like in the top 10% of speakers based on how feedback from conference attendees. So the conferences loved me. I did very well in the conferences. But that particular year, I asked the organizer, I said, when I'm back next year speaking again, I want to also do a one-day workshop on weight loss. Now, the conference organizer was a little tiny woman, and she looked at me, this huge mountain of a man, saying I wanted to do a weight loss workshop. I don't know what she was thinking. She was probably thinking, this guy's crazy. But, again, my attendance numbers were so good that she just kind of chuckled and said, okay, you're on. Next year you can do that conference and at that post-conference workshop one day on weight loss. So I then knew I had 1 year, 12 months. And what I would do, my plan was I was going to spend 6 months, and my goal was to lose 40 pounds. 40 pounds in 6 months, and then keep it off for 6 months. So that was my plan. And then in 12 months, I would present my weight loss journey and that weight loss one-day workshop, live workshop. And I did just that. I lost the weight over the course of 6 months. I lost it in two stages, and I'm not going to get into all of the boring details of how, but I use the tools we use in, which we'll share with you tonight, and I lost the weight and I kept it off for those 6 months. So 6 months later, I went back to the conference, did my keynote speech, did my workshop, and in the workshop, I had a friend with me who was helping out in the workshop. I actually brought the jacket I had worn the previous year to give my keynote speech in. I brought that jacket. It was not much too big for me. And I have this funny, funny photograph of my friend, this little tiny woman, standing in front of me, and I wrapped the jacket around both of us and buttoned it up. I lost the equivalent of my little skinny friend in weight and in size over the course of that year. So I really learned to do it. I learned to keep it off. It's in June of this year, next month, it'll be 5 years. And I'm now actually 10 pounds less than I was then. So that's the good news. With these techniques, we're not talking theory, we're talking practice, and it definitely works. And you'll hear from Karen and some of her clients as well that this does work. So we'll share our stories. We'll also share with you this amazing program we put together called Naturally Thin You Boot Camp. This is a 6-week program designed to get you going. It's boot camp. It's going to put you in the trenches. You're going to jump in there. We're going to help you motivate yourself in all kinds of useful ways. And at the end of those 6 weeks, you will have a fantastic set of tools, and the likelihood is you'll have lost some weight. We've been analyzing the results from previous boot camps, and we now have 1 year data on the first batch of people who did boot camp a year ago, and I'll share with you what those numbers are. First of all, when I began to look at weight loss seriously, I am a science writer, and I began to look at the science, and I want to just ask you, now I'll ask you 7 questions, okay? I want to ask you 7 questions, and this is a way of testing your long-term weight loss IQ. And the reason I want to ask you 7 questions is I want you to discover for yourself how much you know about the science behind long-term weight loss. Because when I began to look into the science behind weight loss on my own weight loss journey, I found that most of the information I'd been fed by magazines and on those weight loss programs I'd been on and in the popular media online, it was baloney. It was completely wrong. It was totally counterproductive. There are even some U.S. government websites that have information about weight loss that are 180 degrees diametrically wrong, and the research shows that what they are recommending is completely the wrong thing to do. So here are 7 questions, okay? And I want you to write down yes or no to each one with your pen and paper. On your smartphone. 1, and these are all about long-term weight loss. Does it matter if you eat the same on weekends and weekdays? Yes or no? Just write it down. Next, after you lose weight, does keeping it off get easier or harder over time? Number 3, which produces the fastest weight loss, diet or exercise? So if you have to lose weight by exercising or you have to lose weight by going on a diet, but not both, which are you more likely to be successful with, diet or exercise? Number 4, of all these millions of diets out there, which is the best diet? Write down what you think is the best diet. Eating breakfast. You hear people say it's really important to eat breakfast. Is that true or not true for long-term weight loss? Should you weigh yourself every day or rarely, frequently or infrequently? What's best for long-term weight loss? 7th of those 7 questions is, if you slip and binge and fall off the wagon, fall off your diet, should you ease back into your weight loss program or maybe give yourself a couple of cheat days, or should you immediately go back to your diet and lose that weight? Okay, those are the 7 questions. Now, there's a yes and no, bright and clear, shining answer to each of those questions based on science. I'm going to go back and tell you what it is. By the way, that science comes from a wonderful organization called the National Weight Control Registry. I wrote a book called EFT for Weight Loss, and in it I give you the 7 principles of long-term weight loss from the National Weight Control Registry. These are all people that we study who have lost over 10% of their body weight and kept it off for a year or more. And actually, in that group, the average person has lost 67 pounds, which is a very substantial weight loss, and has kept it off for 8 years or more. So this is a really successful group of people. And by studying what they do that's different, you can know what to do yourself. And again, you're then not taking somebody's word for it. You're not in the land of myth. You're in the land of fact. These things do actually result in long-term weight loss. But if you don't know the science behind weight loss, long-term weight loss, you're going to spend a huge amount of money and you're going to go up and down in weight. Here is what various studies show. This is a statistic that just shocked me. Over the course of her lifetime, the average woman will lose weight and gain it back again. But over the course of her lifetime, she will lose the equivalent of 9 times her body weight. Think about that. What will she spend doing that? Well, CBS News did a survey, and they looked at the 4 most popular weight loss programs. There was Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, the Atkins Diet, and the South Beach Diet. And they calculated that those weight loss programs, people who are on those weight loss programs, are spending between $10,000 a year and $20,000 a year on their weight loss program. So they're spending a lot of money. Another study by a researcher called Russell found that over her lifetime, the average woman will try 15 different weight loss plans, and that she'll spend an average of 17 years of her life dieting. Another money report found that people spend about $200,000 over the course of their lifetimes on futile weight loss endeavors. And a team of researchers from the University of California at Los Angeles reviewed the results of 31 long-term studies. And they found that 2/3 of dieters wind up heavier than when they began their diets. So these poor people, like you and me, were spending tens of thousands of dollars over our lifetime, over $100,000, and it's all futile. It's also really bad for our health. There was a big study published at the end of last year by a team led by a scientist named Grover. And he looked at the amount of time your life is shortened by being obese. And he found that obese people live on average 8 years less than people who are not obese. Being obese is cutting 8 years off your lifetime, but when they factored in the increased risk of heart attack and diabetes, the Grover study found that obesity cut 20 years off your lifespan on average. That is a lot of time to lose. That's a lot of time not spent playing with your grandchildren. That's a lot of time not spent enjoying a retirement. That's a lot of time not spent enjoying your golden years. Over up to 20 years when you account for the increased risk of diabetes and heart disease after spending all that money and all that time in futile attempts to lose weight earlier. So we know when we talk to you about Naturally Thin You Boot Camp, you've had these experiences. We know the average person coming in and enrolling with us in our program has this history, and it's really a depressing picture. Now, the main tool we teach and use in boot camp is EFT, or Emotional Freedom Techniques, often called tapping, because you use your fingertips to tap on acupuncture points to reduce cravings and stress. EFT is phenomenally effective at reducing stress. I did a study published in a peer-reviewed journal called Integrative Medicine. I did the study starting about 10 years ago. It was published in 2010 in this peer-reviewed medical journal. And participants were 216 healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, psychotherapists, chiropractors, and so on. And quite a big group, 216 of them, and they learned EFT with me at 5 different medical conferences. At those conferences, we did a component of the day's course on cravings, and we actually brought in trays of chocolate, ice cream, cake, alcohol, and other goodies into the conference room, and we had them test their degree of craving for it. Now, of course, if you give a chocoholic a bag of chocolate, they're going to have a high level of craving. And there are lots of people who are 10 out of 10 for craving. So we gave them this assessment before and after about a half-hour component of tapping for cravings. And the average drop in their cravings was 83%, a huge drop in their cravings. The statistical significance of that number was so high there was only one possibility in 10,000 the results were due to chance. That's called highly significant results. So massive drops. I also did a study of people's cortisol levels. We had a randomized controlled trial of three groups of people, one of whom got EFT, one session of EFT. The next group got one session of regular talk therapy. The third group got a session of rest, just an hour of rest. And we found that the people who got EFT, their anxiety and depression levels dropped. Their levels of anxiety and depression dropped by more than double the other two groups, and their levels of cortisol plummeted, almost double what the other two groups dropped by. So big drops in cortisol, which you know you've heard of as your belly fat hormone. It's really your stress hormone. And cortisol has all kinds of bad effects in your body, and it's really important to learn to cut your cortisol down to size. So I wanted to share with you now, before I introduce Karen, I want to share with you the answers to those seven questions. And again, these are all in my book, EFT for Weight Loss. We'll talk about them in the first week of Naturally Thin You Bootcamp. And these are the lessons from the National Weight Control Registry studies, many studies of this group of people who successfully loses weight. First of all, does it matter if you eat the same on weekends and weekdays? It absolutely does. They found these people who lose weight and keep it off long term, get an average of 67 pounds over 8 or more years. They do not deviate from their diet plans. They tend to eat the same things they know will work for them consistently. Secondly, after you lose weight, does keeping it off get easier or harder over time? You know about the yo-yo dieting phenomenon. And there's some really good news from the scientific studies of the National Weight Control Registry, and that is that if you keep the weight off for 2 years or more, you are highly unlikely to gain it back again. Even keeping it off for 1 year or more makes it much more likely you'll keep it off for the second year. But after the second year, if you've nailed it, you've nailed it. That's why I'm 10 pounds lighter now, 5 years on, than I was earlier. So it gets easier and easier over time. We had one participant in our forums, a man who was taking our program. He said, I realize now I haven't learned a diet and exercise program. I've changed my lifestyle for good. That's what you'll do. Which diet is best? The answer to that is the diet you'll stick with. Any diet you'll stick with, whatever diet you'll stick with. There was no superiority of the diets. Now, of course, we want you to eat healthy foods. That's the main thing. We are going to be advocating a diet of pasta and pizza. We want you to eat responsibly and healthily. And that's where Karen comes in. She's a dietitian, a nutritionist. She'll give you really good advice on healthy foods. So, but basically, if you eat healthy calories, then you'll do well. Which produces the fastest weight loss, diet or exercise? Very clear answer from other research, diet. People who try to lose weight with an exercise program, not only did they not lose weight, but they dropped out of the whole program. However, the lesson from the National Weight Control Registry is very interesting. The average person in the registry is exercising at least a half hour a day. So these people are exercising to support the maintenance of weight loss. So diet is how you get there, but you need exercise long term to maintain your weight loss. Breakfast, fact or myth? The people in the National Weight Loss Registry ate breakfast. Almost all of them ate breakfast, very few of them would skip a meal or skip breakfast. Should you weigh yourself frequently? One of the first pieces of advice I got when I was putting on a lot of weight in college was throw away the scale. Don't be so obsessed about weight. Just find your natural weight. Wrong, wrong, wrong. People in the National Weight Control Registry who have long-term weight loss, they weigh themselves frequently, many of them every single day. And that leads us to the next question and the answer. If you make a slip, should you go back to your weight loss program right away or give yourself a breather? Well, the answer is immediately. If those people gained a pound, they made sure the next day they lost a pound. If they gained 2 pounds, they made sure the next day they lost 2 pounds. So those people who were successful were weighing themselves frequently, many of them every day, and they were really focused over the long term, and they were very conscious of what they were doing with their diet, their weight, their exercise, even 5 and 10 years after they'd lost the weight. So that's what the science tells us. The science tells us that this is all possible. The final piece of information I want to share with you before I turn this part of the call over to Karen is the results of the people who took our program, Naturally Thin You Bootcamp, a year ago. We've just got those results in, and they're wonderful. They lost weight during the 6 weeks, but in the ensuing year, they have not regained the weight. They've continued to lose weight as they return to their natural weight. So they've lost an average of 0.5 pound a month ongoing every month since they did the boot camp. They lost weight on the program, they lost weight after the program, and their average weight loss was 13 pounds. Some lost as much as 70 pounds on the program. But the general picture is they lost weight on the program and they kept on losing weight in the year after that. Another study done by a friend of mine, a clinical psychologist named Peter Stapleton at Bond University, she looked at people over 1 year, and in her study, after they finished their weight loss program with EFT, they lost an average of 11.1 pounds in the following year. So this is all hard science showing that we cracked the code to weight loss, and we cracked the code to long-term weight loss and maintaining a healthy weight. So the science is really hopeful. The science is really dismal about the average diet. The science that we're sharing with you here in Naturally Thin You Bootcamp is wonderful. And I got to tell you, I had such an absolute blast developing this program with my friend Karen Donaldson. We've become friends. She is expert, but she's also compassionate. We get such amazing testimonials from people in the program. We're not even asking for them, but people will write just the most beautiful things to Karen and to me or post them in the forum. And so we get this stream of really love emails. One came in this week from somebody, and we did ask her permission to share this with everyone on the call tonight. Here's what she wrote. My back going out feels like someone's squeezing me, taking my time, my energy, my emotions, my vitality. I've spent so much of my life feeling vulnerable in fear and not like anyone has my back. I developed chronic fatigue syndrome 10 years ago. I've been driving my body with no fuel, no nourishing support, and people kept taking, although there shouldn't have been much more left to take. I found myself without a spouse to help care for my child, without his financial support, without emotional support from my family, having gotten rid of most of the takers who masqueraded as friends and boyfriends. So now I can see that chocolate binges have been a way to give myself both some pleasure in a life where so little nourishes me emotionally or financially, and a way of putting up a wall to protect myself from more takers. I am finally learning to take care of myself with back care, with EFT, and compassion. Thanks, Karen, for all your support. And I love that final note of compassion, because we will teach you in this course to love yourself, to be compassionate, and to quit beating yourself up, because beating yourself up does not work as a long-term strategy. So I want to now introduce my wonderful friend, Karen Donaldson. She's the one who actually manages these live coaching calls we have in the program. She'll tell you more about it, and also she'll introduce you to Mary Beth and Deborah, who will share their stories. So Karen, over to you.
Well, thank you, Dawson. It's always, always a pleasure to be on these calls with you. And I've been talking a lot today because exciting things have been happening, so I hope my voice will hang in there. But it has been wonderful to work with you in developing these programs, and I'm going to talk about that in great detail. But I also want to share, since you were talking about the email that we got from the lady whose back went out on her, she has been really working on letting go of baggage that was causing her cravings and her emotional eating and her chocolate, and now starting to embrace the whole self-care. So she wrote that email to me a couple of days ago, and you shared it, and I got another email from her just about an hour ago saying, "Dear Karen, I just have to let you know I practiced self-care today. I went to a store and I just allowed myself to browse and immerse myself in like the beautiful things that were in the store," and that she felt creative, and that she realized that her back pain was gone. She's just shocked. She said, "I didn't really understand how taking care of myself would be so nurturing." And I'm so happy to report that her back isn't out anymore. She's feeling really good. And she also said she doesn't need any more chocolate. So that's a really good thing, too. So there are so many amazing things that happen. I know you and I developed this course for weight loss. And we knew there would be some extra side benefits to it as well, but nearly every day we get an email or something talking about some progress or some healing in some other area. And to me, that is just as important as the weight loss that's happening. It's as if that emotional baggage is really being shed. And I know you've had success using EFT for weight loss, and I have too. And just a bit of background, I am a registered dietitian, and I am a certified personal trainer. And I own a weight loss practice, and I've been doing that for many, many years. But the truth was, as you know and some others know, I met with a lot of frustration when it came to helping my clients lose weight, because I could write the best diet, and I could guide them on the best exercise programs, and of course, I knew all of that myself. And they would lose weight, like you talked about before. They would follow what I had written and be all excited, but then they would come back at some appointment later in the next few weeks or the next month and either stop losing weight or most likely gained weight back. And that was happening like with people who had weight loss surgery or did, you know, really drastic programs as well. It didn't matter really what program they did. Or they would come to me from another provider or a doctor that did weight loss. And so I would, you know, try to cheer them on and be the cheerleader and rah, 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 let's keep going. But the truth was that I was going home and eating, you know, like popcorn every night. I'm a recovered popcornaholic, so that's good. And chocolate. And I didn't know how to make all the cravings go away or handle the emotions either. I knew that they were there, but I didn't really know what to do about it. You know, do you call a friend, do you go on a walk, do you take a bath? But the truth is you don't always have, you can't just stop what you're doing and hop in the bathtub and say, "I need to relax for a moment." So I found out about EFT several years ago and started using it very cautiously on my clients. I had a few willing clients that were desperate and that I trusted them. They were friends outside of the office. And we've talked about Melinda before. Melinda is a client who came to me several years ago from her doctor for diabetes, but had so many emotional issues that we pretty much just skipped the nutrition education because she knew what she was supposed to do, but wasn't able to do it. And I'm so pleased to report that she lost about 40 or 45 pounds using EFT, and gosh, it's been 5 years now that she has kept that off, and her blood sugars are much more stable, and she doesn't have cravings, and a whole bunch of other things are going well in her life. So it's been a fantastic tool for my clients. I'll share a couple more stories, but also for me. I've been able to lose over 25 pounds and keep them off, too. And, Dawson, you mentioned the pressure of being, you know, keynote speaker and being up in front of people and how everybody could see your weight. And it's not really good to be the owner of a weight loss clinic and not be able to lose weight. So thank you. It's really not. There's like a lot of pressure. And, you know, I live in a smaller town and people would see me. I remember I was at the store one time and a lady was like, "How high? Well, you're not quite as fat as you look on TV." And I'm like, "Okay, well, this is fun." So there's a lot of pressure. People looking at my shopping cart, wondering what I'm doing. How come you tell us what to do, but you aren't able to do it yourself? And so I was so relieved. It's like, oh, my gosh, I have got to find a tool that will help me because, well, it's my livelihood. But also I just wanted to help people. It was so frustrating and aggravating. And puzzling. I was like going crazy. So when I found EFT and it started working for my clients and then it started working for me, it's like, oh, yay, all the lights came on and I was totally excited. And I would say now that it's about 70 to 80% of my practice. I still see people, patients in doctor's offices for medical nutrition therapy. So, of course, I help them with their carbohydrates and proteins and fats, and that's actually part of what we do in the boot camp, too. We have a class on nutrition, so you can pick my brain during the course. But soon after that, we transition over into the emotional aspect. And the doctors love it because basically they have said to me, please, 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 please take that part of it. We have no idea what we're doing. What you're doing is working. So, yep, teach them the nutrition and then do your woo-woo stuff with them and help them out with their emotions. So it's working out very, very well. I don't know really what I would be doing if I didn't have EFT as a tool for weight loss. I would be at a loss. It would be sad. So long story short, I've been using it for several years, and then you and I had the great fortune of meeting up a few years ago to talk more about EFT for weight loss, and we both had such a passion for it. We decided to work together and go big, and so we have our Naturally Thing You Boot Camp, the program that we're talking about tonight. We have another mastermind follow-up program, and every time we offer these courses, they just keep getting bigger and better, and we get more great emails. We've often joked before that we are like the luckiest people on the planet, right? Because we get to chat with people during the day and we get to hear amazing stories.
We are the luckiest people. We're very fortunate and we're passionate about this, as you can tell. We
Yes. So
believe in getting this to the largest number of people. We want to see, and it's born out of seeing just the suffering people go through when they are overweight and all of their unsuccessful attempts to get this problem under control. So that has really motivated Karen and I to push to make this big. We know this works, we've got the results in, and we now want to bring it to really to hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes. And I'm going to introduce Mary Beth and Deborah in just one moment. I wanted to read a couple lines from an email that someone named Rachel sent to me about her weight loss, and she's lost about 25 or 30 pounds from the boot camp, and she's kept that off now for close to a year, so she's coming upon that one-year mark, too. And she said, last year at this time, I was overweight, uncomfortable, and stuffed into clothes that did not accommodate the extra pounds, and I was cumbersome in my movements and completely and entirely miserable. In addition, my inner self felt imprisoned in a body that was not meant to be mine. Now I can happily exclaim that I'm at a healthy weight. I wear clothes that fit. My movements are free, and I am not miserable. She said the biggest thing she learned through the boot camp class was that food is not the answer to life, but everything doesn't have to revolve around putting something in her mouth, and that she now has the tools to evaluate her emotions before she attempts to fix them with food. And that eating a pack of Oreos is not what she does anymore, which is wonderful. But I think her most powerful statement is that she's empowered, that food no longer controls her, and that her life is not defined by the guilt that overeating causes. So that, I couldn't have said it better myself. That is really what it's about. I think so many people say that food just doesn't have the pull that it used to have, which is good. We need food. Food nourishes our bodies, and we need those nutrients, but we don't want it to rule our lives. We don't want it to be a 24/7 obsession, and that's what it is for so many people. And I think Mary Beth, if you would press star 2 to raise your hand, I think you can speak to this as well. Because you shared with me that you have a different relationship with food as well. So let me see. Mary Beth is here. There she is. All right, Mary Beth, can you hear me?
I can.
How are you doing tonight?
I am great. How are you?
I'm so good.
Dawson.
And I want to. And Dawson,
hi,
I think you know Mary Beth.
Beth
as well. She is amazing, and she has so nicely agreed to share a little bit of her story about using EFT for weight loss and just remembering the success that she's had. It was good to talk to you today about that a little bit. But can you share a little bit about how it's been effective for you and what you've noticed about your relationship with food?
Wow. I was one of those statistics that Dawson talked about. Like 39 years is how many years I've been dieting. And for so many years, I had this mentality that I was fighting against my body and food and exercise. And every aspect of my life connected to weight. And I didn't even realize it. I compared myself to every woman I saw, but it was so ingrained in my subconscious that I didn't even know I was doing it. And as far as food goes, like you said, there's no pull for food anymore. I don't even think about it. Sugar, there's no sugar in my house. I don't even look at it. I have no desire for it. The things that I used to have, my craving foods, were pizza and cheese and crackers. And even those I don't have a desire for anymore. Not to say that I don't eat them occasionally, but I don't have that feeling like I need to do it. And I have just so separated the emotion from the food. And it's so easy now. It just makes so much more sense than it did all of this time. It's like, why did it take me so long to find this? So that's my story.
Well, and you sum it up so very well, because I think that too. It's like, well, why? It's so easy now. When you said that, it reminded me of myself. I used to, true confessions, right, what's said on the phone call stays on the phone call. I used to stop at Papa Murphy's Pizza and buy the raw cookie dough. And sometimes I would not make it home. I would just eat most of it and then throw the rest of the carton away so nobody would know. But I don't do that anymore, and I can drive past Papa Murphy's, and it's like, oh, yeah, there's pizza, there's raw cookie dough, whatever. And I find it fascinating that my car just doesn't drive into the parking lot anymore, which is really good. And also, I think, if you wouldn't mind mentioning, you have lost weight and also dropped a couple of sizes in clothing, mm-hmm. and it's sticking.
It is sticking, yeah. Lost weight, and I don't get on the scale that often. I really measure it through my clothes. And, mm-hmm. It's working. It's sticking. It's not coming back. I don't feel the need to eat anymore. In fact, sometimes I have to say, oh, maybe you should eat. Right now what I'm dealing or what I'm trying to figure out now is, and it's coming more easily to me, is what foods are good for my body. And I'm feeling that I don't eat to eat. Like, meat doesn't taste the same as it used to, and bread and pasta don't taste the same. And I actually, believe it or not, if I do have a craving, it's for like a green juice or a salad. And my body just wants that now.
Wow. What you just said is making me chuckle, because I would always joke that I never had clients say, oh, my gosh, I'm just craving like some protein or some fruits or green juice or something like that. But I might have to take that statement back, because I actually have clients that start to say that now. It's like, wait a second, Mary Beth just said that. So that is really good. And I think what Dawson said at the beginning about which is the best diet for you and the foods, it's the foods that work for you and your body. And you're starting to realize that now. You and I have talked about that before. And I think the cool thing about tapping is that if foods aren't working for your body, for example, pasta doesn't work for a lot of people, or bread, you still might crave those because of an emotional connection, but that's where the tapping comes in to help you. And so you're able to tap away the foods that aren't working for you, which I think is a big bonus for the tapping. It's like you don't want that anymore. It's not working for you, and you use the EFT to make it go away.
That's right.
Yeah, you
and
know
that's,
how you'll feel.
That's what I do.
You know how you'll feel after you eat those things that are bad for you, and you don't want them anymore. And you know how you'll feel, how vibrant you'll feel after you eat things that are good for you, so you start to naturally
mm-hmm.
be drawn to those foods.
Yeah. Mary Beth, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to share your story. I think it's really important, and it's just been my honor to work with you as well, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Dawson, do we have time to talk to Deborah for just a moment?
We definitely do, yes. We'll talk to Deborah, okay. and then I'll go ahead and share a few more things about the program. And we'll
okay.
just also have you walk through some of the actual content, Karen. Then I want to do the fatal food exercise. And then also for those who are on the call, I'm going to offer you several bonuses if you sign up for the course tonight. So at the end of the call, I'm going to give you several codes, discount codes, and goodies you'll get as a result of being on the call. So we'll do that as well before we close.
Okay, terrific. And I see Deborah's so sweet. She has already raised her hand, so I know where she is. Hi, Deborah. Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks
for
taking
me.
The. Oh gosh, thanks for taking the time out to be with us tonight. And you know, we chatted a little bit too, and you shared with me that you actually had kind of the same cycle of losing, gaining it back, losing, gaining it back, that so many people, you know, have gone through as well. And I found it very interesting and unique. You're using EFT and tapping right now to make sure that you maintain the weight that you've already lost by taking care of the cravings and the sweet things. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. As you mentioned, as examples, I have been the classic yo-yo dieter. Back in 2010, I lost 50 pounds. By 2012, I had gained the 50 plus 20 more.
Mm.
So in 2012, I went on a journey, and I've lost now the 70 pounds. And so I was really concerned, you know, based on the statistics, that
yeah.
I would regain my weight. And this was really challenging to take it off this time. And so I just really can't tell you how fortunate enough I feel about using tapping for both during and after the boot camp experience. Going for that sweet snack every afternoon and grabbing a sweet dessert every night after dinner has just been a pattern or a way of life for me. My mom was a baker, and so sweets were always in our home. And I knew that if I were to maintain this weight loss, I would have to find another way to feel my feelings and to, just to exist without necessarily every time you're getting stressed reaching for that chocolate, that dessert. And so I began to use tapping in the afternoon and in the evening whenever I felt that need for that something extra sweet. I mean, once my body was fueled and I knew that I wasn't in deprivation, there was no need for me to continue looking for sweets. And so that's
sure.
how I have been using tapping. And it has now been a little bit over a year, and I've still been able to maintain my weight. So this is a tool that's helped me to get in touch with my feelings. And now when I eat sweets, it's planned for and mindful, not just a mindless activity. I am so grateful for the boot camp experience that has helped me to make tapping a weight loss tool of choice that I will be keeping for the rest of my life.
You are a sweetheart. You just when you described that to me in your email and shared with me, I was like, this woman is so in tune, and you figured it out, and you figured out how to use that tool. It's with you all the time. You even have some plans to use the tapping, you know, to go into some deeper things that are going on in your life and work on those. So I just feel like you've embraced the whole concept, and I'm just proud of you and honored to be working with you.
Thank you. I appreciate this so much. I'm so happy to be on this journey. I have a little bit more work that I want to do. I do believe I can go further and really reach my ideal weight. I think
yeah.
I had stopped for a little while because I was just so afraid. But now that I'm getting over that fear, I think I can push forward to my ideal weight and really get to the root cause of, you know, why I'm overeating. And so tapping has just been a tool that's been just been tremendous in my life.
Gosh, thank you so, so much. I appreciate everything that you've done, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do some work with you.
Thanks, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deborah. Oh, there we go, Dawson. I'm happy again now.
I just felt the relief in her voice, and that was wonderful. Thank you, Deborah, for sharing that. And just such a heartfelt appreciation. And you just feel so much better once you get this done. When I stepped on the scale this morning, and I just step on it twice or three times, just stare at the numbers, like, you know, to have lost that 40 pounds and now another 10 pounds, I just feel so good about that. It's like something I just wrestled with for so long in my life, made me so miserable,
uh-huh.
is now no longer an issue. And I feel so good about that. So, Karen, let's just talk about some of the things we do in the course. I'll go ahead and talk about week one briefly. Again, it's a six-week course. We have live coaching calls in which Karen's on the line. Sometimes I'm on the line as well, but Karen's really the leader of this whole process. We have a private Facebook group, and she's going to answer your questions and interact with you daily in the Facebook group. And then we have a lot of audio and video material as well as written PDF material, because some people are visual learners, they need to see a video. Others are auditory learners, they need that MP3 download. Others are going to learn by reading material. So we have all three approaches there to make sure that we get through to you. And in week one, my main goal is to end your negative self-talk. End your negative self-talk. I had a very touching email today from one of our trainers, and she learned about us just through a web search a few years back, took our classes, eventually became a trainer. She said, I just want to thank you, Dawson, because I realized laying in bed this morning after I woke up, I scanned my body and there was no pain. I didn't have pain anywhere in my body, and I've lived with pain my entire life, and I can't believe that now I'm pain-free. But the other thing I realized was that I was at peace. I had inner peace, and there were no voices in my head criticizing me and beating myself up, which I have had constantly throughout my whole life, this internalized self-critic. She mentioned a bunch of other things, too. She said that EFT saved my marriage, that yeah. I now have a good relationship with my mother and my father. She said that 5 or 6 years ago, she and her husband were on the verge of divorce, and that they now have a wonderful relationship. They're both doing EFT. She said that if she got 3 words out of her father every 15 years, that was a lot. Now, she says, she's on the phone with her parents who are in their 80s, and she just can't stop her dad talking. They talk freely. She's having this wonderful connection with them as they approach the end part of their lives. So this really changes people. But in week one, that's the piece we want to do. We want to end that war within. We want to end that critical self-talk. So that's a big chunk of what we want to do in week one, is give you the tools to tap away and reduce that inner critical voice that's saying, you should lose weight, you should be better, you shouldn't eat this food, you should, this inner dictator, this Napoleon who's trying to browbeat you into change. That's the coercive model of change. It does not work long term. And right off the bat, we're going to give you a free pass and tell you, don't do it anymore. We'll show you much easier ways of doing it. And that's why this is called naturally thin. We'll show you ways to naturally be thin. And it does not have anything to do with beating yourself up, being disciplined, being full of willpower, and using that critical voice. So that's really what I love about week one, is ending that inner war. So, Karen, go on to week two now. Share about week two.
Yes. Well, that is a week one is great that you know that my passion is with week two. I love all the weeks, but in week two, we really talk about carbohydrates and cravings and what happens with our brain chemistry. And this is where, this is the week where you get to give up the guilt and the shame, because once you really understand the way that the carbohydrates affect your brain chemistry, your serotonin levels, your dopamine levels, and how we get caught up in those cycles, most of the time everybody says, oh my gosh, what a relief. I knew there was something going on, and now I understand how these foods are affecting my body. And then, of course, we have the tool with the tapping to help to reduce the cravings and work on the emotional eating. So we cover a lot of that in week two, as well as another one of my favorite topics, which is the whole level of cortisol in our stress hormones. And this is such a chronic problem. If you get nothing else from the course, understand that tapping will help to reduce the effect that stress has on your body, to reduce your adrenaline, your cortisol. So many people are in a chronic state of fight or flight. They don't even know it. That's just their normal state. And when you are operating in that 24/7 anxiety, fight or flight, it's nearly impossible to lose weight. Your body is really working against you for that, almost putting you in fat storage mode. So understanding how to use tapping to get out of fight or flight and that chronic state of adrenaline and cortisol overload is fabulous. I love the science behind it. I love how the science and the emotions come together in week two. That is really good. And that actually kind of ties over into week three, where we talk about foods. And I feel blessed to be a registered dietitian so that I can actually share factual information with you about different foods and proteins and carbohydrates and gluten and GMOs and all of that kind of science stuff, bringing that together, but also still really helping you understand the emotional connection that those foods have. So I could give you a bunch of factual information, which of course I can, but then to be able to tie it in with the emotional connection, I think makes it all that more effective. So yeah, weeks two and three are fabulous.
Yeah, and we want you by the end of weeks one and two to really have the ability to curb emotional eating and also to deal with carbs and sugar. Sugar is basically a poison, and the more of it you have, the more you compromise your system. Carbs, simple carbs, are doing you no good, and we give you the tools to really get those under control. We do that early in the program, because we know if you can start to get your sugar cravings under control and your carb cravings, then even in the first 2 or 3 weeks, you'll see the difference in the scale. Then in week three, Karen's written a really nice piece on the 10 principles of sensible eating. And again, these aren't some kind of strict diet, but they're things like eat fresh food, eat healthy food, have servings of vegetables every day, eat organic whenever possible, and just simple principles like that. So they're not a list of onerous do's and don'ts, but they do give you a sense from her professional perspective of what to eat. And then the theme of week four is self-sabotage. There are so many ways that we sabotage ourselves, and just when we get going and we're having some success, often things will fall apart. So we want to address that and give you ways to overcome self-sabotage. I also have tapping scripts in each week that I've written, and I also have MP3 tap-alongs that you can use. So all kinds, like some of the ones from week four, for example, are after the binge, or I'll sabotage myself again in the future, or I don't deserve to get my needs met. We also have a whole bunch of bonuses for you in week four, ones like an essay by Karen called Why Stress is Making You Fat. There's also kind of a funny one that I did, a YouTube video called Treats at the Mall. Now, the reason I did a YouTube video on Treats at the Mall is because, you know, we're sticking to our diet, everything's going okay, but then you go to the mall, and I begin it by saying I think all malls should be demolished. There should be no malls allowed. If you walk in the front door, and there is the ice cream place, and there is the cookie place, and there is Cinnabon with that smell
of
sugar and cinnamon.
Yes. Yes, the pretzels with the sauce all over them. Mm-hmm.
If you can walk from one of them all to the other without giving in, you're a hero. So I have this really fun YouTube video called Treats Them All. That's one of the bonuses in week four, but it gives you concrete ways to deal with Treats Them All. We also have something called the Daily Tapping Plan for Weight Loss. It's drawn from my book, EFT for Weight Loss, and it's a daily tapping plan for weight loss. I have it. Okay, now this is for real. I'm not kidding about this. This sounds like a funny joke, and it's serious. Okay, I have my tapping plan for weight loss. I'm here in my office. I have my tapping plan for weight loss right near my desk. I have my tapping plan for weight loss on my refrigerator. I have my tapping plan for weight loss in my refrigerator. I have it in my car. I have it taped to my bathroom mirror. I am so focused on maintaining. So we give you this one page, just a single page, tapping plan for weight loss. But we know if you do those things, you'll be successful. So we have you do things like plan. If you're going to the mall, plan to go to the mall, know you'll be tempted, and then how do you overcome that temptation? How do you set yourself up for a trip where you don't break your diet? In week five, Karen shares with you about joyful movement. And in week six, loving and accepting yourself. Joyful movement is really important. I love her phrase, joyful movement, because this isn't about sticking to some kind of harsh exercise plan. In fact, we tell you to not do any kind of harsh exercise plan, because we talk a lot about conditioning and about the way your neurons fire in your brain. But if you go to the gym or do any kind of exercise program and you do it to the point of not feeling good, then your body associates exercise with suffering, and it won't want to do it. But if you exercise while you feel good and stop the moment you begin even feeling slightly bad, you then rewire your neural circuits to where your brain begins to associate exercise with pleasure. That makes exercise easy. So that joyful movement is the theme of that week, and it's it really helps restructure the way you think about exercise. And then the final week is loving and accepting yourself. Again, there's a live teleclass every week. There are tapping scripts around that. There are posts in the forum. There are chapters from EFT for Weight Loss. There is all kinds of good material to support you in implementing that week's theme. So that's week by week what the course covers. Anything you want to add to that, Karen?
Gosh, you did a great job. I think the nice thing is that we guide you through that, and the live calls are especially helpful. If there's something in particular someone wants to tap on, we do tapping on the live calls, which is great. And so you'll be able to tap along with other people in the course. Sometimes people will send me an email and say, can we make sure we tap on this, or I'll need a volunteer to do some tapping along with me. So there's a lot of participation. If you can't make the call, though, for example, we record the sessions, and then you can listen to them, you know, the next day, or you can go back and listen to them over and over again. So it's good support while you're in the class, but also afterwards as well. We want to be there for you.
We want to be there for you, and that's one of the comments we get over and over again about Karen, that people feel as though she is really there for them. You can tell. Okay, so let's do the next stage of the call now. I want to do that fatal food exercise with you and make sure that you have your fatal food handy in your sight, in your hand. If you want to just run to the cupboard and get it, if you want to go to the kitchen and get it, whatever you need to do. But it helps to either have it right there in front of you or to imagine it vividly. So really imagine if it's those cinnamon buns, if I was making your mouth water when I talked about Cinnabon or ice cream, then you can imagine it vividly, and that'll do just as well. So we'll do that exercise. And again, keep your pen and paper handy for that as well. And I'm going to talk to you now about, just briefly mention about those bonuses, which we'll share with you more fully at the end. And we also are going to give you a discount coupon for being on the call. So we'll share that with you as well at the end. So, fatal food exercise. I want you to take your fatal food in your hand or visualize it vividly. And I want you to write down the strength of your craving on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is no craving and 10 is maximum craving. Now, I also want you to tune into where in your body you feel that number. So maybe your favorite food is chocolate. Chocolate is like the number one favorite food that people have. So visualize that chocolate. Imagine the smell of that chocolate, the taste of that chocolate, and then score yourself on that 0 to 10 scale. How strong is your craving for that chocolate? And also tune into where in your body you feel that craving. Is it in your heart area, your gut, back of your head, neck, shoulders, wherever in your body it might be? Okay, now we'll tap on all of the ways in which that chocolate might be representing emotions in your life. And Karen, perhaps you can be my echo as we do the exercise.
Sure.
And I'll do it slowly so you'll have time to do it. I'll tell you where the tapping points are. So even if you're new to tapping, you'll get a sense of how to do the exercise. And the first thing we'll do is we'll tap just for the chocolate itself. So start with the side of your hand, your karate chop point. Tap there with the fingertips of your other hand. And just say out loud, even though I'm craving this food,
even though I'm craving this food,
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm craving this food so much.
Even though I am craving this food so much.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Now tap with two fingers on your eyebrow point, where your eyebrow meets the bridge of your nose. I am so craving this food.
I am so craving this food.
Side of your eye, this delicious food.
This delicious food.
Under your eye, this fatal food.
This fatal food.
Under your nose, I have never been able to say no to this food.
I have never been able to say no to this food.
Chin, I may never be able to say no to this food in the future.
I may never be able to say no to this food in the future.
Collarbone point, where your collarbone meets your breastbone. This is my fatal food.
This is my fatal food.
Under your arm, about 4 inches below the armpit, tap there and say, I can resist other temptations, but I can't resist this.
I can resist other temptations, but I can't resist this.
Karate chop point again. I never have and I never will.
I never have and I never will. I don't want to say that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just exaggerating.
All right, fine.
Here,
I never will. That's what it feels like. I never have and I never will.
Okay, now let's tap on any emotional associations you had to the food. If you, for example, maybe feel like chocolate, maybe I like one lady we worked with, her mother gave her chocolate at the end of every piano lesson she took her to. So chocolate was her reward for being good at playing the piano. Another person in the course, her parents got divorced. She got very hurt when she was 6 years old. And whenever her dad would pick her up for visitation, he'd take her out and give her chocolate. So chocolate wasn't chocolate. Chocolate had this emotional association, and that gives rise to emotional eating. So if you have any memory come up around this thing, let's tap on that memory. So start again with our aquatic chalk point. Say out loud, I have this memory around this food.
I have this memory around this food.
My emotions got all tangled up in this food.
My emotions got all tangled up in this food.
I forgot the difference between emotions and food.
I forgot the difference between emotions and food.
And even though I had these emotional experiences,
and even though I had these emotional experiences,
I deeply and completely accept myself.
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 With these emotional experiences around food.
With these emotional experiences around food.
Okay, eyebrow point. These emotional experiences.
These emotional experiences.
Side of your eye. These big emotional experiences.
These big emotional experiences.
Under your eye. These powerful emotional experiences.
These powerful emotional experiences.
Under your nose. These big emotional experiences.
These big emotional experiences.
Chin. These overwhelming emotional experiences.
These very overwhelming emotional experiences.
Collarbone point. Emotional experiences.
Emotional experiences.
Under your arm. And food.
And food.
Okay, now we'll do a round of tapping on what triggers the craving. That could be an event, could be a time of day, could be around certain people. Like maybe you have a craving and it's more intense when you're with friends. Maybe you have it at a certain time of day. Maybe you get the craving, like you used to get that craving for popcorn at night, Karen. So is there a time of day? So what triggers the craving? We'll tap on that. Start with your aquatic chalk point. Say out loud, there are times and places when this craving gets triggered.
There are times and places when this craving gets triggered.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
Eyebrow point, times and places that craving gets triggered.
Times and places the craving gets triggered.
Side of your eye, times and places the craving gets triggered.
Times and places the craving gets triggered.
Under your eye, times and places the craving gets triggered.
Times and places the craving gets triggered.
Under your nose, times and places the craving gets triggered.
Times and places the craving gets triggered.
Chin. Times and places the craving gets triggered.
times and places the craving gets triggered.
Collarbone point. Times and places that trigger this craving.
Times and places that trigger this craving.
Under your arm. Times and places.
Times and places.
Karate chop point. Times and places.
Times and places.
Okay, now let's think back and do a round of EFT on any events that occurred in your life when the craving began. Like, for example, I mentioned the girl who was 6 when her parents got divorced. So there was a really definite start for her. Now, if you don't remember the starting point of your craving, that's okay. You can just tap on any other association you have, free associate, and whatever comes to mind, tap on that. But if you do remember the start of your craving, that's great. I talked to one lady who was in our program, and she was just a normal size and weight until the age of 28 when she got divorced. She then gained over 100 pounds of weight and was bouncing back and forth between weight loss plans and diets, and none of it ever worked for very long. So she remembered the divorce and the pain of the divorce. That's what triggered her overeating. So think back if there was some clear watershed moment before and after. Before my parents got divorced, I didn't really crave chocolate, I didn't really think about chocolate. After the age of 6 when they got divorced, then chocolate got this tag. Or I got divorced when I was 28 years old, that's when I began to overeat. So tap your karate chop point. Say out loud, I did not always have this craving.
I'm sorry, Dawson, can you say that again?
Yeah, say while tapping your karate chop point, I did not always have this craving.
I did not always have this craving.
There was a time when I did not have this craving.
There was a time when I did not have this craving.
Something happened in my life to initiate this craving.
Something happened in my life to initiate this craving.
And even though that something happened in my life,
and even though that something happened in my life,
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Eyebrow point. Something happened in my life.
Something happened in my life.
Side of your eye. To initiate this craving.
To initiate this craving.
Under your eye. Something happened in my life.
Something happened in my life.
Under your nose. When this craving first started.
When this craving first started.
Chin point. Something happened in my life.
Something happened in my life.
Collarbone point, that triggered this craving.
That triggered this craving.
Under your arm, and I deeply and completely accept myself.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
Karate chop point, even though that thing happened in my life.
Even though that thing happened in my life.
Okay, now take a deep breath. And either pick up your fatal food again, or if you don't have it handy, visualize it strongly. Score your degree of craving on a scale from 0 to 10, and write down your new number. Now, if you had a drop of 2 points or more, I'm going to take a little poll over here on the call. If you had a drop of 2 points or more, I'd like you to press *2 on your dial pad, and we'll do our quick little poll here to see. So if your cravings drop by, say, from a 8 to a 6 or from a 7 to a 4 or a 10 to a 2, press star 2 on your dial pad right now. Oh, wow.
I know. It's like cool. Ding, 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 ding. Things are really lighting up. This is so exciting. I want to go, yay, for all these people pressing star 2.
Yeah, and that's about, that's a big chunk of the group. Again, if your cravings drop by 2 or more, hit star 2. Okay, now I'm going to lower everyone's hands. Then I want to have you raise your hand. If your craving dropped to a 0, press star 2 now.
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
Cool.
Gosh,
some
this is good.
Cravings dropped all the way to a 0. See, we get just high off the stuff, as you can tell. It's just so fun.
I know.
This is the most basic, generalized, not customized to you exercise you can imagine, and yet many people have their numbers drop way down, and some dropped all the way down to 0. So that's the power and the beauty of these methods. And you'll get a lot more of this in the course. So let me tell you a little bit more about the course now. The cart is open. We opened the cart today. And so you go to EFTforWeightLoss.com, EFT4WeightLoss.com. We just opened the shopping cart. There is a video from Karen there with another exercise on it, which I encourage you to do. And she'll help you work with the craving on that video of hers there too. And there's information about the course. The course itself includes all kinds of goodies. And I'm not going to go through everything that the course includes because it would take an hour. But you get a huge amount of value. In fact, the value of all of the material we have in the course, as well as the bonuses, is $1,994. That's what everything you're getting in here is. There are $905 of just the bonuses in the course. The super bonus is you get a full year of monthly live coaching calls with Karen or guest experts. So we make sure that you embed these changes in your neural network. You learn these behaviors for life with that 1 year of coaching calls. So you get that all those bonuses, which are over $900. But we are giving you this course for only $297. So unlike all those other famous names I reeled off earlier about the five biggest diet programs, which cost you thousands of dollars every year, this is a program designed to get you on the right path, and we are so committed to making this available and affordable for everyone that it's only $297. There's also a payment plan if you'd like to take that option. So please dive in there and use it. Now, I'm going to give you a secret code, and the code is when you enroll, use the code IAMREADY. Write this down. I am ready, and that will give you an additional $30 off the program when you check out. So I am ready. Use that code. And for everyone who registers tonight by midnight, I'm also going to give you a signed copy of my book, EFT for Weight Loss. What I'll do is when you register, I'll get your name and your address. It's part of the registration process. And I'll then be getting a big stack of those books and we'll then be mailing those off to you. So you'll get a note from me written in red on the front page with your name, and I'll sign the book and I will mail it to you. So you'll get that as a bonus for signing up before midnight tonight. So again, this is a no-brainer. I mentioned that the four biggest weight loss programs, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, Atkins, the South Beach Diet, according to the CBS report, cost $10,000 to $20,000 a year. I mentioned earlier that research shows that the average dieter is going to spend $200,000 on dieting over their lifetimes. They're going to try an average of 15 different plans. They're going to spend 17 years of their life dieting. And instead of all that, just go ahead and hit the button now, that yellow button at the bottom saying register now, and spend just $297. Join us in boot camp and learn the secrets of keeping the weight off and having it be off permanently. There's also a 14-day money-back guarantee. So for any reason you don't like the course, no questions asked, just email us. We'll give you a refund in the first 14 days. So now we want you to take action. Don't think about it. This is a no-brainer. This is the thing to do. I can tell you, if someone had given me this solid science and this solid information and this kind of an option for just a few hundred bucks many years ago, I would have been so grateful to them. But I had to stumble around for years and spend all that money and all that time figuring it out for myself. And it was long, it was painful, and I spent decades heavy because I didn't know the stuff. Now you have the stuff, and you're getting it for $297. I feel almost embarrassed to me the amount of charging because it's so little for what you get, but it is darn effective. And again, the preliminary results from our clinical trial show that people lose an average of 13 pounds, and they keep on losing after the course ends. So that's what you need to do. Go ahead and join us. The cart closes next Monday night because the course begins next week. So we close the shopping cart. You can't register anymore. And then we start with the next batch of people, start the six-week series. So you need to take action now. And again, doing it before midnight tonight, you'll get those special bonuses, which are only for people on the call tonight. So again, whatever your self-talk is, whatever the stories are in your head about why, well, you know, maybe I'll do it next week, maybe I won't do it now, maybe, you know, should I really spend the money, blah, blah, blah. There are all those self-sabotaging voices. When you're ready to commit and do something important for yourself, for your life, all the parts of ourselves that have sabotaged us in the past start jumping up and down and saying, oh, well, here's a reason why not to. Here are 10 reasons why not to. Just forget those voices and do it now. Do it before we hang up from the call. Make sure you commit and take action. Now is your chance. And I can tell you, if you take action now, you'll be one of the people we would be measuring a year from now and saying,
yes.
We're so delighted. We've seen how much weight you lost. We want you to be in that group. We want you to be in that amazing company of people who are having success with this program. It works. It works, and it's costing you almost nothing. So we want you in this class. We want you on the first of those six live coaching calls next week. So what you need to do right now is go on EFTforWeightLoss.com. Again, it's EFTNumeral4WeightLoss.com. Click on the Yes button, go to the bottom of the page, click Register Now, and join us for the first call next week. Karen, thank you so much for being you, for everything you do.
Oh,
just
gosh,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right back at you.
And thank you also, Mary Beth and Deborah, for joining us and sharing your
yeah.
story. Thank you all so much for
yeah.
being here, giving us your time and attention. We care about you. We care about your success. And we look forward to joining you on that first live call next week. Bless you all.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.